From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is Day 14 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Welcome to Day 14 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I am Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you from our sanctuary in front of the stained glass window with the image of Adam and Eve. Our text today from the red letters of the text of things that Jesus said out of the Bible is, let anyone without sin be the first one to throw a stone. Let anyone who hasn't sinned be the first one to throw a stone at the sinner. It comes from the story of the Pharisees bringing the woman who was caught in adultery to him and asking Jesus if she should be stoned for what she did. And Jesus, always wise, said, sure, she should be stoned, but the first stone should be thrown by whoever among you hasn't sinned yourself. And invariably, all the people end up leaving, and it's only Jesus who is left with this woman who was caught in adultery. He's the only one without sin. And rather than picking up a stone and throwing it at her, he excuses her and he forgives her. He tells her to go and sin no more. What is it about grace that we want other people to be held accountable for what they do, but we ourselves want to be forgiven for what we have done? We have each received grace upon grace, and then we want to be stingy about how grace is given to other people. I earlier described grace as being like being filled, a vessel being filled and God's love being poured into me. That is an ever-flowing stream of love that gets poured into me, which creates a splash zone around me. And if I understand that God's grace is without limit, why would I want to limit it and suggest that some people weren't worthy to receive that grace, that what they did was so bad that it couldn't be forgiven? The reality is that none of us are worthy to receive the grace and love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. My wife Robin, when we lived in Connecticut, had to commute to work, and we lived in a parsonage, so I was able to just walk next door. One day on the Christian radio station she was listening to, the DJs asked the question, what would be more troubling to you when you die? Would it be more troubling to discover that there was no heaven? Or would it be more troubling to you to discover that there is a heaven and everybody has gotten in, that nobody was left out? Would it be more of a bother to you to not have a heaven or to discover that everybody gets to go? I think our answer to that question really shines a light on how we feel about grace and our desire to have some people pay the price for their sins when we ourselves trust that we won't have to pay the price for ours. I, for one, answer that question, I'd be much more troubled to discover that there was no heaven, because I hope everybody will get to heaven. I don't want to limit the power of God's love to soften and transform the human heart. I believe that God's love is capable and of welcoming in all people, no matter the size of their sin or mine. And I am grateful for that. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.